Well, that's it. Hello, hello, hello. This time with the mic on. Oh, and I'm going to guess that most of you came in on locals. Let me do that for you. Let's try again. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
There
hello.
We go.
Hello.
Yay. Hello. Hello, hello. Good. Well, good evening. Happy Mondays to you. And let's see who we have in the room this fine November 11th, 11:11 evening, or afternoon in some of your cases. So I see we have Caroline, Paige, Suzanne, Linda, and Freya, a good spattering of nationalities in the room tonight. So let me just, a bit of background noise, so I'm going to just say hi to you one at a time, make it muted. So Caroline, let's start with you. Hey, how are you doing? Where do you find yourself as you arrive on the call this evening? And what would you like to get from today's general call? How about that for starters?
What would I like to... Well, I always feel really cheerful when I leave the call, so that would be good. Mind you, I'm normally cheerful when I'm at the call as well. So that. Sorry.
Oh, those emotions—they're wonderful things. Love that we have them and we're alive. So, did you say I slightly may have misheard you? So, you'd like to leave with a smile? Is that what I heard you say?
Yes. Yes,
I
do.
That would be lovely. Mm-hmm. All right, let's see if we can get you to leave with a smile today, even if there's tears. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah, that's normally a combination of both.
Oh well, that's great. No, tears of happiness are priceless diamonds, really, aren't they? Indeed. Well, welcome. Great to have you here, and welcome from the UK. And next up on my little list is all the way from Calgary is Paige. Hello, Paige.
Hi, Joel. Yes,
how are you this
I'm
evening?
Here in snowy Calgary.
And what would you love to experience from today's call? It's a general call, so we've got wide open.
Well, I'm always looking just to reconnect with everybody and just have an MPA experience once again. I always get a beautiful golden nugget out of every phone call, so I'm just willing to receive whatever's coming up.
So receiving and golden nuggets and reconnection. Beautiful. Welcome, welcome. Good to have you here. Okay, Suzanne. Yay, Suzanne, haven't seen you for a while. Good to have you back. How are you this evening?
Oh.
And what would you like to get from your reconnection today?
It's so good to be back, Joel. I've been busy, busy, busy. And as I said, there was a male cat in the way one Monday. And he's now living with my brother. And that was a joyful Monday. So, I don't really know what I want today. It's just good to be with everyone and join the call. I always look for a share. What do you say? Mm-hmm. Do an MPA process with someone. That would be
yes.
Good. Yeah.
Okie dokie.
So,
well, that's great. That's always on the cards,
yes.
Depending on what happens. Great. Well, I'd love to see you again. That's really great. Next up, it's Linda. Nice to see you, Linda, on a regular basis of late.
Yes.
How are you this evening?
Very happy.
Afternoon, nicely.
Very happy to be here. And I actually have something very specific that I would like to let go of tonight, which is that I'm carrying suffering around my children and grandchildren, and I need to let go. And so I know that by the time we end this call, I'll be feeling a little bit lighter.
Okay, so yeah, suffering around your children and grandchildren.
Yeah.
Okay, that one's logged in the pipe. That's brilliant. Okay, good. Might come back to you directly on that one. Fabulous.
Okay.
Christine is here. Christine Graham, haven't seen you for ages. So good to see you.
Hi.
How are you doing, Chrissy?
Oh, I'm great. It's really good to be here. And you get a special hello from KK today.
Oh, it's not her birthday, is it? Or just she happens to be
around? No, it's not. She just is home from school today. We've got stuff.
Oh, okay.
She's not feeling well, so she stayed home. So I told her I had to come.
Yay. Those who don't know, KK is Christine's daughter, and when we did the MPA in the Bahamas, I got to know KK very well, and she's lovely. So great to have you here, Christine. Now not in the Bahamas anymore, now in which state are you in now? Connecticut.
Connecticut, yeah.
Fabulous. I've been asking people what they would like to get. It's a general call, so it's really open. So have you got any wishes for this evening?
Yeah, I've been playing with a couple different things, and a lot of it is actually around my daughter and our relationship and the struggles that I have as a parent observing her struggles. And wanting to figure them out and analyze them and fix them.
Okay, great. Well, that's two of you now mentioned children and grandchildren. I see a little theme arising here, which might develop later in the month as well. That's fascinating. Great. Good to have you here, Christine. Great. Who else do we have? Well, we lost Freya for a moment. I'm going to come back to you now, Freya, as you're back. Welcome, and how are you doing, and what would you like to experience tonight?
Hello, hello. Greetings from Helsinki. Yeah. So, what would I like to have? A few questions about PA, when I do it with family, when they have the same word they want to do MPA on, and if there are four people in the family, and everyone want to have the same word, do you do it four times in MPA or just one time?
Okay, slightly difficult to hear you. It sounds like that's the question. Now, I heard you have a question. I heard family and four.
Yeah.
So so are you saying if there's four people in a family, how many times do you do it? you're talking about the integration.
Yeah, if you had the same word. Yeah, integration frame, yeah. And if they have the same word, do you do it four times then? If everyone has the same word all at once?
Okay, right. Well, I will come back to that question. That's a good thing to talk about. I see, again, there's a big family theme coming today. We've got children, grandchildren, daughters, family, and integration frames. Oh, it's all brewing. Great. I'll come back to that question, Freya, in just a moment. Just want to greet Bernadette as well. Hey, Bernie, how are you doing? And I'm asking what wishes do you have for this evening, if any?
I guess I'm in quite a process at the moment because I just lost my mum, who died on the 26th of October. And there's the whole sort of orientation around that, really. And how much I realize in some ways I was kind of grounded through her. Just how much there is my own center and dealing with certain people in my life.
Okay, beautiful. So you come in on the back of your mum passing and looking to sort of get some peace and sense of self because you realize there was a lot of grounding into your mum. Beautiful,
yeah,
again.
Yeah, it's very shifted, not to have her.
Yeah, we've got an echo. I'm wondering if it's Tracy's line. Say again, Bernadette.
Yeah, it is, you know, very shifted, and I just need to, it's shifted the way I negotiate in the world, really.
Okay, beautiful. Right, that's in the pot as well. Great to have you here. Just going to go and welcome Tracy, who's just arrived as well. Let me put your mic on, Tracy. We had a bit of echo on your line there. Hey, Tracy, how are you doing?
Hi. Alternating between very busy and manic and
integrating into stillness would be your wish for the evening, yeah. Okay, there's quite a big echo on your line, just so you know. I don't know if you could be willing just to sort of call back in again, if that's easy for you. You might find there's less echo. or if you're on Skype, it might be a headphone drop, but I can hardly hear you. I can hear me back.
It's usually okay. I'm not on Skype. I'll just call back in and join in whenever I come in. It'll take me another minute.
Great. Thanks, Faith. See you in a moment. All right. So, okay, great group. Lots of interesting things. Grandchildren's, daughters, mothers, and all those things. Well, the general call. Oh, and Neela just arrived. Okay, Neela. Welcome,
yay.
Welcome. You just popped in. We dived
hello.
In. Let's have a quick hello.
At 11:11, perfectly.
And 11:11. Well, how could you not be here? And I'm curious. I just arrived. What wishes do you have for this evening? It's a general call. It's open. We're kind of collecting what's going on with people and what our wishes are for this call.
Wow. My wishes. You asked a loaded question. No, I would like a little bit more teaching and then some practice on NPA. A little bit of teaching from you. That's what my wishes are.
Okay. Beautiful.
I'm not sure
okay,
where great. Everybody else is at.
Yeah, you're about to find out, so you hang on there.
Okay.
All right. Great to see you. Okay, good. So let's start off with the question, because as always, the general call is a chance to share what's going on in our worlds, which we kind of have, and I'm getting a sense that there's some practice being asked for here. But there was a question from Freya about the integration frame, and if you get the same answer on all four parts, which is the blah needs to let go of, blah needs to let in, and I'm not sure if it was a parental or... Let me just put your mic on for a minute, Freya. Just a bit of context, were you doing it with parents or was it just general family members? What was the integration? It makes no difference to the answer, I'm just kind of curious.
It was the whole family for the whole process. They used the same word, every single one of them. Actually, there were five, and four had the same word. They want to integrate to
okay.
that happening.
Okay, so you had like lots of family, and they all had the same word. I say that's an incredibly powerful thing to experience. The simple answer is yes, whatever pops out, even if it's exactly the same cookie cutter all the way through, that's just to be MPA'd. And I would take it as a sign that there's a call for repetition in each case. But it's also worth pointing out, sometimes people can get hooked into the actual word, which is the cookie cutter. But what I want to remind you, and here's your teaching, Neela, is that the cookie cutter is the label that points to a body of consciousness, and it's often related to the situation in which it's showing up. So in the case of an integration frame, and I'll use the parental example because it's easy, if mum needs to let go of pain and let in something else, and dad needs to let go of pain, the pain is in the first one is in relation to mum, and so the context is set that it points to a body of consciousness that relates to mum. And again, the same word pain in relation to dad will be a different body of consciousness because the context is different. So the words can be the same quite a lot, but you know, you might find in your spews, you find that you want peace comes up in different situations, but actually when you do it, and in fact each moment shifts the entire contents of, or context of the universe, there's always a different body of consciousness that's being focused on. So when you do get the same word, then it's just a trust to do that one again and again. Okay, let me just put your mic on again, Freya. Does that answer your question, Freya?
Yeah, if it's for the same that it's not mom to let go, that it's an operation they have in the family, and they hope that the operation will go well. And everyone likes it to go well. So you say it that they need to, if there are five and four of them had this, then the operation will go well, that I would do it four times an MPA on well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I would just go for it. I would say that there was a huge prayer for well. And in a way,
yeah.
if you're doing it, If you're not, I'm not quite clear, but if you're doing it with different people as well, like if you literally have four people in the family all doing that, then there's a kind of a co-creative aspect to that where it just must be very much a very strong animation for them. Great. Good. And just a quick welcome back to Tracy, and I'm not hearing an echo, which is brilliant, so it sounds like that worked. Good. Okie dokie. So, let's try and cover some of the other things that were sort of asked or pointed to. Families, children, letting go. Maybe we'll do that on a practical level. Bernadette, let's let me just put the mute there and mute Tracy. I'm going to come back to you quickly, Bernadette. I'm just going to get you to spew a bit, actually, about your mum, and I'm going to listen slightly differently, and I invite everyone else to listen to what Bernadette says. But most of what we're looking at here is that you as mums or grandmums looking down the line, but this goes the other way with someone passing. So, Bernadette, so just tell us a bit about what you're experiencing in relation to your mum's passing, and let's just have a little listen to that and just listen to what pops out, everybody.
I mean, in general, I think her actual passing was a very beautiful thing. You know, there were so many opportunities for she and I to just be together. There were certain sort of moments in it when my mind was like running wild in a way, in that I suddenly thought, here I am waiting. I'm waiting for my mum to die. I'm waiting with my mum dying. And, you know, whenever I've been in a hospital, I'm usually waiting for a birth. But this was me waiting for death. And then I had this thing like, oh, God, please don't let it be so bad for her at the end. Because she was breathing actually quite peacefully. I was thinking, don't let her go into spasm. Don't. I've never heard a death rattle before. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And it's me on my own. And at the same time, really, actually, very unhappy about myself having those thoughts. But I kind of didn't fight the thoughts. So I just let everything just go. And then it would drop into another space. And to be honest, anything that I then got panicked about, or, you know, I really asked in a way that I probably never asked the universe before. And there was one point where I was just saying so loudly, I don't even know if I was speaking it or whether it was just so loud in my head, where I was just going, how can I help? How can I help? And then I just got answers. I just, anything that came up, you know, there was somebody, it was like the self speaking back in another voice, and I got the answer just when I needed it. So I mean, it was incredibly grace-filled. And at the end, I went into this elaborate thing of arranging three chairs to lie across them, and it was like really somehow, you know, elaborate kind of thing. And I just said to her before I went to sleep, because it was for me to sleep on, and I said to her, I'm just going to take a few minutes now, Mum, I'm going to lie beside you. I'm just going to have a little sleep. And if you want to, you can have a sleep too. And I think I maybe slept for maybe 20 minutes. And I woke up and the room suddenly felt really cold. And I just sort of leapt up. And I thought, oh, God, I must make sure she's warmer. I've got to put the blanket on her. And I just noticed at that moment that her little face had stopped.
Mm.
You know.
Yeah.
And yeah, and she'd gone. She'd gone just when I was having my nap. And the next night, actually, I spoke to my homeopath, who's really supported me through many things, and this. And she said to me, she said, well, I think at that moment she actually used your letting go into sleep, and she went out through you.
Mm.
And, you know, that was really powerful.
So, you know, maybe in that way that was the way I helped, really.
Yes. Thank you, Bernadette. That's beautiful, beautiful share. And I'm going to say something I'm sure you know, but it's always good to hear, is that with grief and passing, it's you know, of all the emotions, really, I think grief is one you just can't hurry. You know, you can allow it, and that will, you know, let it pass and everything, but it's the point of it is just to let it be felt and pass through. So I was listening to Cookie Cutters in there, and there's a few that popped out, and I'm going to ask anyone else if there's something just really zinged out to you to, you know, press one on your keypad and help share. And also I want to open the floor to anyone. Both my parents are still alive. I've not experienced that. Maybe some of you people have experienced the transition from straight after to a healing place and would like to offer that perspective to Bernadette. So that's also there. While you contemplate that, though, the one that popped out very early was me on my own, which would be good if you just sort of made a note of that. The other one is just when I was having my nap. And again, as you say, your homeopath, I think it was, has sort of mentioned that was a way to pass through, but that would be a good cookie cutter to really free it up a bit more. The other one that I want to offer that we all do this one, actually, is got the answer. You just got the answer, and that was just, there was something about that, just said, well, let's all do that and all get the answer in the way that in that moment you got the answer. So let's put that down. First of all, does anyone else have anything to offer in? Just raise your hand if you want to do that. I'll just give a moment. Yeah, Neela wants to put something into that. So go ahead, Neela.
Hi. I really asked, how can I help? She implored, and she very quickly got the answer. I'm not sure if you're aware of that, Bernadette, that you were told to lay three chairs beside each other and just really lay down and rest, because your mom wanted you to be at peace so she could leave. I really asked, how can you help? So you helped by asking, and you listened.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Neela. And I have heard on many occasions that often relatives wait for their close ones to be out of the room or fall asleep before they leave. That's something that I've heard. Linda's also got a hand up. Let me give you the mic, Linda. Yeah, go ahead.
I just wanted to thank Bernadette for that powerful sharing. It was just beautiful to hear of her mother's, of her last moments with her mother and how that played out. And I also was lucky enough to be at the passing of both my father and my stepfather and experience the peace and the beauty of that. And when Bernadette asked the question, how can I help, I realized that, you know, because we're all so linked in this community, that's the perfect question for me too, in my situation. And I don't have somebody dying, but death is always at the back of fear. And the fear that I'm holding around my grandkids and my daughters, that this story that Bernadette just told very much helps me and relates to that. So I appreciate that, and thank you for your poignant sharing, Bernadette.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think that's beautiful. Thank you, Linda. Yeah, it's a great question. That how can I help? And which brought me to the, you know, got the answer, felt so strong. Oh, Freya wants to put in as well. Let me give you the mic, Freya. Yes, Freya, what did you want to share on this?
Thank you for sharing, because one of my good friends lost his wife a few months ago, and I was really having difficulty how to help them. So actually I think this call really helps me on how to help them. For him, for that reason. So I'm just wondering why I get answers without knowing that I ask for them. But, yeah, thank you for sharing, really. And helping me also with my friend. And his sorrow.
Beautiful. Thank you, Freya. Yeah, and again, this is why we have a community. That's why I have a general call as a space, because there's no agenda about what happens. And again, that's a powerful practice. If you ask, you know, that cliche of asking it is given, but that never more is that true than an asking how may I serve or how may I help. It's a question that we seem to have ready, in my experience, ready access to hear the answers or to have the answers act through us, which sounds very much like what happened with you, Bernadette. And get the answer. It brings me back to that one. So what I'd love to do right now is, Bernadette, did you make a note of the two cookie cutters that I pulled out for you?
I've got the first one I didn't get.
Me on my own.
Me on my own. Yeah.
And it was just when I was having my nap.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's the two, which I'm you're welcome to do or spew again when we go into pairs. But for now, what I'd love to do is to invite you to lead us actually in, but we can all follow along and just MPA got the answer, especially as it was kind of, it's from that moment of experience of just you got the answer. No idea where this is going. It's so animated. It's like everything in me going, do this with everybody. So let's do that. So I'm going to leave everyone on mute, just because it can be a bit of a cacophony. Bernadette, and I'll be kind of the surrogate everybody.
Okay.
if you lead it, and I'm going to invite us to do the sort of the co-creative finish, which is, and we are willing to experience it, rather than I am willing to experience it. So we can kind of have the togetherness of it in this community. So if you're willing, is that okay with you, Bernadette?
Yes, okay. Here we go.
Beautiful. So you lead us and I'll be the crowd. Everyone just join in wherever you are.
This got the answer. This energy of got the answer.
This energy of got the answer.
This pure energy of got the answer is not personal.
This pure energy of got the answer is not personal.
This pure energy of got the answer is not personal.
This pure energy of got the answer is not personal.
This pure energy of got the answer is not personal.
This pure energy of got the answer is not personal.
Is that the second or the third?
That was the third.
And we are willing experience it.
And we are willing to experience it. So I invite you all just to be with whatever you're experiencing in relation to this. And when you feel a natural completion, just press 1 on your keypad so I can see that we're all done. Just waiting for a couple more, just to press one when you feel complete. Great, brilliant. Let me just put all those hands down, and they've all gone up. Great. So, would anyone like to share, Bernadette? What was your experience there?
Well, as soon as I sort of entered into this pure energy of then. That was for me, because I feel very close to that kind of expansive experience at the moment, so that really carried me.
Beautiful.
That's why I lost my place. I lost my place, that's why.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's, yeah, that, and it's very restorative, you know.
Yeah. Beautiful. And thank you for leading us. Suzanne's got her hand up. I'm going to give Suzanne the mic. Yes, Suzanne, what did you want to share there?
It was a beautiful experience of being very reassured and very certain and secure inside. And it was just a knowing for me that this is correct and this is it. This is, I understand what I feel and hear, and it's correct. So it was a very positive feeling.
Beautiful. Thanks, Suzanne. Let's hear from Christine as well. I've got a hand up. Hang on a minute. Yeah, Christine, you got the mic.
Great. Thank you, Bernadette, so much for the share and for leading it. I thought that was great. I also had picked up the answer, so I'm feeling quite pleased with myself. I started to say I, and then I said we at the end. And it was this beautiful wave of, first it was like peace and oneness, and then it was just like, it was just like a global aha moment where every being on the planet got the answer, whatever the answer was. And it was just this incredible, you know, I don't know, oneness wave, perhaps. It was a beautiful feeling, and this sort of landed in, you know, this deep, humble gratitude. So that was lovely. I'm very glad to be here, and I'm grateful that you shared. Thank you.
Beautiful. Thanks, Christine. Yeah, thank you for sharing that. I really felt it as you said it too. Again, it's like I had very similar. It's like, yes, that, but I love the we for that. I love the we MPA for that. Okay, great. Thanks so much, Bernadette. And I think we'll have time just to do some MPA and pairs, so you can go ahead and do those. Before we jump into pairs, though, let me just put you on mute. I just want to come back to Linda, who also was one of sort of brought up children and grandchildren. Yeah, Linda.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, this is actually perfect for me and what I was experiencing. Thank you, Bernadette and Joel, for being so intuitive and grabbing that, got the answer, because it brought up my incredible vulnerability that I don't have the answer. And when I tears came down because I realized that I personally don't have the answers. And in acknowledging that, there was tremendous space that opened up, because I realized how much I always want to have an answer. And I'm always quick to have an answer, and I really don't. And it's the non-personal from where, that's where the answers come from. But I myself have no answers. And so it was a great realization for me, and I'm very appreciative of this.
Thank you, Linda. Yeah, it's so true. I think, you know, with non-personal, it's not personal, non-personal awareness. you know, the problem fundamentally is about ownership and trying to own the answers, and you can't own what is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's as true an answer that's just so there. And again, Bernadette's share was so beautiful in just so innocently offering like the ultimate secret to life, which is you just asking, and being willing, and then it's that pause of waiting and just letting the answer find you, you know, because or just allowing that little bit of space where you connect with the answer that's always here. And a willingness to let it be not what you expect, of course, that's and again part of the MPA genderlessness is, you know, builds into the system of that openness just to let what it is arise in terms of our experience.
And we can't solve death, but we can ask how can I help, and we can't solve child abuse, we can't solve all of the problems of the world, but we can ask how can I help. And so this whole process is very, very brilliant in your words. Very brilliant.
And one last thing just to add into that, Linda, as well, is that sometimes the answer how can I help will be you can't.
Yeah.
It literally is. There is, it's not your, a translation of that might be, it's not your job right now to be involved in any way, shape or form, except as you are. And that's an often forgotten sort of truth of the universe, if you like, that sometimes it's the process is not in a space where help is the best, surprisingly. Because it's not in that curve yet, so to speak. So just thought I'd put that in. But great, beautiful, got the answer. Neela's also got a hand up, so I'm going to give Neela the mic. Yeah, Neela.
Hi. Bernadette, thank you so much for sharing that. My father passed away 4 years ago, and I'm just this has helped me to recognize the gratitude that I have that the veil between the two sides have always been very, very thin for me, and I'm very grateful to get the perspective on your side, and I don't mean to demean that at all. My siblings, after my father died, he continued to talk to me for 20 minutes, and my siblings just did not see, hear any of it. And I'm just so grateful that I mean, after I said we are willing to experience, the grateful tears just came, and I haven't stopped crying, but they're tears of joy. And then the other thing that came up was, Joel, can we jointly NPA the pain and suffering of the aftermath of the tragedy in the Philippines right now? Is that possible? Anything is possible.
Say that again. I didn't quite hear what that was.
Can we jointly MPA to assist with the pain and the suffering of the aftermath of the tragedy in the Philippines? Is that something that is possible?
Well, everything's possible. My only thought is, well, I have no idea what's happened in the Philippines, because I don't really watch any news or any of those kind of things. So I guess I don't know what's happened there. What truly comes to me in this moment, Neela, is that got the answer kind of was there for that. I'm not feeling that's here in this call right now, but you are very welcome to do that, and everyone is very welcome to do that in some way that's there. So I'm now asking what is here in relation to that question. Okay, Neela, let me ask you this. What would that give you, or what is it, what's in your heart in relation to that? What's really here? Not to dismiss what you said, but just that's what's here to ask you.
What's here now is reaching out reaching out, surrounding, done with love. Because in so many ways, all of us ask for love, maybe perhaps not vocally, physically, mentally. And there are tens of thousands of people that have died. And I want to surround them with my arms and comfort them.
Okay, so what does have animation in there, and I'm really happy that we do that, and it is ask for love. And I find it interesting, again, that that in relation to got the answer, which is out of asking, and perhaps there's something in there. So how would that work for you? We just do ask for love.
Ask for love.
Mm. Okay, great. So again, just I'm looking at the time here. I think that what we'll do is we'll do the same. I think I'll lead this one. Neela, if you follow, and in fact, everyone else who feels a resonance with Ask for Love to come along and join in where you are. Again, it feels like a we, as it's a, so for me, this would be a personal and global ask for love, and just letting that come in, go out, whichever way it works for you. So repeat after me, Neela, and everyone join in. This ask for love.
This ask for love.
This energy of ask for love.
This energy of ask for love.
This pure energy of ask for love.
This pure energy of ask for love.
Is not personal.
Is not personal.
This pure energy of ask for love.
This pure energy of ask for love
is not personal.
Is not personal.
This pure energy of ask for love.
This pure energy of ask for love
is not personal.
Is not personal.
And we are willing to experience it.
And we are willing to experience it.
And again, I just invite everyone to be inwardly still, noticing what, if anything, is here. And when you feel a natural completion, just press 1 on your keypad so we can get a sense of when everyone's done. Beautiful. Thank you. So what's here now, Nina?
choking around my throat, like, why did you take so long to ask for love? We can all ask for love and peace anytime we want. What appeared was when we went into we, the entire room was just roasting. So much came in. It was so hot. And then I felt a relief, just very slowly. And I'm just at peace. However, this throat thing is, I'm going to ask for more. I'm going to ask for more and more and
there
more
you
love.
Are. Ask an opportunity to ask for more love. Beautiful. Okay, well, thank you for bringing that energy in as well. It's like sometimes, you know, when there's not animation, it's always worth investigating until the animation shows itself, because when anything is brought into a conversation or a room in this context, then the animation I'm listening for has the animation for the group in some way, whether we realize it or not. So thanks for that. And in the time that we have, I'd love just to give everyone a chance to a bit of open mic space, just to share what you've experienced, what you're taking away from the call, or whatever it is that you want to share as we just sort of wrap up this call. So thank you, Nila, for kicking us off with that. Well done. And let's start going through. So next up on my list is Freya. Freya, so what did you experience? What are you taking away from the call today?
And that's a tricky question. A really tricky one this time. What did I get? A little bit about how to work with grief. And yeah, and then a tricky, also when ask for love, yeah, that's something that I should be really
asking for. You can ask for love.
Yeah, a little bit more, could say that.
Great. Thanks, Fred. Thanks for being here. That's really good.
Yeah.
Okay. And we've had a very late arrival. Brenda just literally just come in. You know, Brenda.
Oh, wow. Hi. I thought I was sneaking in. Nobody was going to notice.
No, I see everything. I have the all-seeing eye.
Sorry, I invite you just... Wow. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, just... I just invite you to hang out. We're literally just closing up with people sharing what they've experienced, and I'll come to you last. And just in the brief moments, the few minutes that we have left, I'll just check in with you. Just let yourself soak in energy for a bit, and I'll come back to you, okay?
Yeah.
Great. Okay, so next on my list, where are we going? So, Linda, you're up next. Let me just give you the mic. Yes, Linda.
Well, I want to thank Nila for bringing in the people in the Philippines, because I was able to experience the grief that I felt last night watching the news, and I had suppressed it. And, of course, why didn't I ask for love? I mean, it was there. But, thank you, Nila. Thank you so much. And I felt helpless watching that and didn't have any answers. And after I could experience that grief, I went right into the incredible spaciousness that occurs when you experience what you feel. And I appreciate it. Thank you. Great call, Joel. Thank you so much.
Great. Thanks for your input too, Linda. Brilliant. And again, the theme coming up there again of wanting to help, feeling helpless, then asking, and then just opening to the non-personal nature of it as it shows up through you. So beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay, next up is Christine. Your own Christina.
Hi. Okay. What am I taking away from the call? Well, just huge, wonderful feelings of gratitude, and it's just been great to plug into this beautiful community and to hear your wonderful voice, Joel. Really appreciate the sharing. And yeah, I have some new ideas to plug in as cookie cutters. It's amazing how when we do that global work, it always resonates, and it's always applicable to our lives. You know, the grief and the answers, and you know, dealing with helplessness, and you know, thinking things might be unsolvable, and how to navigate that. So, yeah, I really
we've hit some pretty core human stuff tonight, haven't we? Really, when you lay it out like that, because it's like, wow, we covered some miles today. That's awesome.
Yeah, so I think we did some big work here today. So,
thank you.
Yeah, I love the Brilliant. We because for me that pulses it out to the globe, and I really do feel that we as a community are, you know, affecting the global environment.
Yeah, so true. Great to see you, Christine. Brilliant. Okay, let's where's my list for dotting around here? So Caroline, let me give you the mic. Yes, Caroline, what would you like to share? What are you taking away from the call?
Well, for me, it wasn't so much about the whole global thing, but I just want to say thank you very much, Bernadette, because when we did the Got the Answer, I just felt really, really sound. And then thank you, Neela, because when we did Asking for Love, I got the answer. It will come. So, we almost smile.
Yay, so we got that smile at the end. I can hear you laughing. That's what you asked for at the beginning of the call, was to leave with a smile, so that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Great, thanks for being so regular. That's brilliant. Lovely to see you again, Caroline. Okay, Paige, you are up next. Let me give you the mic. There you go. You're on, Paige.
Well, thank you, Joel. Once again, I always get that little nugget, and today it was... For me, about reminding myself how easy it is to NPA, just adopting it into my world more and more and more, and the results that I get are just amazing. So then being in a phone call with like-mindedness just reiterates that for me and solidifies it into me a little more solidly. So once again, I'm in gratitude, and I know nobody knows my sister, but it's her birthday today, and she recently got married in Africa, and she's with her man. So happy birthday, sister.
It's my mum's birthday today as well. Yay, 11-11 babies. Fabulous.
Ah.
Yeah. So big love out to your sister and my mum.
Mm-hmm.
Fabulous. Okay, great. Thanks, Paige, and great you came and got your nugget. I believe that was also your ask at the beginning of the... the call as well. So, hey, we're doing well so far. Great. Okay, good. So let's go to Tracy next. Let me give you the mic, Tracy. Yeah, you're on.
Thank you. So thank you again, Joel, for today and for all the beautiful sharings. And after both times, there was a very strong communication, just the word death is coming up, i.e. death to work with, to MPA that word for me. So that might be, it came up incredibly strongly. And then pass through that into something else, but it's like I keep coming back to that, and there's a sense of that particularly around patients that have died. And how I've kind of felt around that, how I've been surprised how it's kind of impacted me. So that was just a very strong communication here to MPA, some more around that, just the word death. And there's other things. I've worked with grief and that a lot. and there's been a sense of grief around, and that's been worked with in different ways, you know, journey processing and MPAs. But there's very strong communication that the word death is here to be worked with. And just a sense of just sharing that, that maybe that's something that one or two other members of tonight's call might be out there for them to also work with for whatever, in whatever way, you know, that comes up for them. So putting out that prayer, if that's right for anyone else. I know that's what I'm going to be working with in a moment. So thank you again.
Beautiful. Again, you're welcome, and great to have you here the last few times you've been showing up. It's really great. And again, that one thing I just want to sort of highlight there is I love, that's one of the ways that MPA works, is you'll do an MPA process, and then it's like the next natural step in whatever form it shows up is, it can become very clear in this case for you, to do some work and some MPA on death. And that, I imagine, it would be a fruitful inquiry for anyone to spend some time, looking at the topic from various angles. So thanks for being here, Tracy. That's great. Suzanne, you are up next.
Thank you so much for tonight, Joel, and thank you, Bernadette, for your beautiful share, and also Nila for bringing in the typhoon in Philippines. I'm always surprised to find NPA so full of surprises. Tonight, NPA became for me something that is so personal to Bernadette, and something that is so deeply and very personal experienced can be so universal and so simple with NPA and so beautiful. And also when Nila talked about the typhoon and the catastrophe in the Philippines, NPA took me to the vastness of the universe, and it became a soul-saving energy guiding the souls, and that was beautiful. And it always amazes me how MPA can work on all levels. I mean, I use MPA on the most simple things in life. And this was really something very, very deep, personal for Bernadette, and very deep for Nila too. And it became so beautiful, universal for so many people around the world. So thank you so much. Yeah.
Great. Thanks, Suzanne, and thanks for being in. Also, in that share, what came up for me was a confirmation or a deeper awareness. For me, it's like I noticed a part of myself in the realization that something major has happened on the planet, and of course I consciously had no idea of that because I hadn't seen any TVs, and yet in your share I was reminded that, you know, if the universe needs me to be a participant in any of this, then it will find a way, and so through this call I found out about it, and also being of service in co-creation and with all of you that are here and have participated in the way that matters to me in my heart. So that's always a great, so thank that share just really solidified that for me. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Beautiful. That brings us to Bernadette I want to finish, Bernadette. You've been such an inspiration for this whole call, really. So I want to bring Brenda in first before we come back and let Bernadette have the last word. So just want to check in with you quickly, Brenda. You came in right at the end and just heard the shares. So I just want to sort of round the circle.
I was curious. I just had participated in a call quite a long time ago. Actually, it was a couple of years ago.
Mm.
So I haven't participated, and I just was sitting here and thought, I'm just going to tune into this last little bit. So I'm really not in touch, like connected to what you guys, what you're doing, what you're really up to. But wondering if you have a replay of this call, I guess. Is that something that you offer up? Just so I can see it.
No, at the moment, I don't do replays. This one might be a special case, and there's a couple of things I'd need to do first. But it's interesting you should ask that. On the grounds of asking is one of our themes today, and it came up for me to maybe offer this in some way, but I'll need to do a couple of checks first. But
okay.
Thank you for coming at the end. Again, there's always no accidents, and hopefully we'll see you on a call soon. Great to have you here.
How often do you offer the calls? When do you offer
Beautiful.
Your next call?
Mm. The next one will be in 2 weeks. It'll be a themed call the next 2 weeks. So basically every second and fourth Monday of the month.
Okay,
that's very consistent.
Okay. Thank you.
Beautiful. And you should be getting the emails from us, which will also give you those reminders.
I'll expect that I will get one. Yeah. Thank you.
Beautiful. Okay, great. So let's just finish off with a final word from Bernadette. So everyone, thanking you so much for sharing, including me. What are you taking away from this call, and what would you like to finish up sharing?
Well, for me, thanks to everybody. I mean, it was an extension of, you know, the community in a sense that was around me at that time when my questions were coming up, because the answers that were coming were not my answers, but they were the answers at the time, you know. And this was kind of like an extension of that as well. And the way it went into the global issue as well, because it took us into the huge in a way. And of course, you know, I experienced my little avenue to be huge as well in the process of my mother's passing. But then, like, death is around at the moment, you know, very strongly, and there is what's going on globally. And I think whether we're asking or appearing to give an answer or have an answer, we're actually always in service. And what's just happening is different things about our consciousness of that at the time, but, you know, in the huge sense, we are always in service.
Beautiful. What a perfect finish, Bernadette. Thank you. Thank you for that, and thank you for all of you for being here. So we're on the hour now. As always, I always say this, I always mean it, is the fact that you come and you participate means so much to me. It's a big part of, it's a big kick for me in all that I'm doing and spreading, and that's why the call is here, that we can have this. Who would have thought this is where we'd go today, and what a beautiful thing that is. So the next call, themed call in 2 weeks, I have a feeling we may be looking at along the lines of children, lineages, those kind of things, because they were here today, and often the themed call is born out of this general call. Otherwise, have a beautiful rest of your day, and so for now, thanks so much for being part of it. Big hugs to you all, and I will see you on a call very, very soon. Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
See you guys.
Bye.
Bye.